Red Blanket Rush, written by Icelsis, read by Raven. Summary. Jason has a brilliant plan. The most brilliant plan anyone has ever had, ever. In another world, Jason thought of nothing but revenge the second he rose from the waters of the Lazarus Pit. In the world he was in, though, he literally just wanted his blanket. It was a simple blanket, just a red blanket, but it was his favorite blanket, and his favorite color, and really, it was his. So he shouldn't have to justify why he wanted it in the first place. Sure, Talia gave him silks and plush pillows and other crap for his nest, but he couldn't make a good nest in these conditions. "I have retrieved what you requested, Aki," the mini Bruce said. Technically, the pup's name was Damien, but Jason just called him Mini Bruce, or Jet Keys Stealer. Well, he called him Jet Keys Stealer now, since the pup had successfully stolen the keys for a jet. "Good job," Jason gave him a firm nod of approval. "Please make my nest for me. My Omega body will burn up, and I will die of sadness if I don't have a nap every few hours." That was a lie. But Roz had so much anti-Omega propaganda that Damien fully believed that Jason, as an Omega, was completely driven by strange, unknowable instincts. Silly pup, Jason thought gleefully to himself as he climbed into the cockpit of the small airplane he was stealing from the League of Shadows so he could fly halfway around the world to retrieve his favorite blanket. "He's fallen right for my trap." Damien was also an important part of Jason's nest, so obviously Jason had to take him too. The nest wouldn't be complete without him. While Damien dutifully began weaving together an uncomfy nest, the pup was learning, but he had no taste for the fine arts. Jason got strapped in and turned on the plane's engine. Damien perked up.
"Are you leaving now? Must I depart, Aki?"
Jason shook his head. "The engines need time to deconfibulate." Jason just made that word up, but it sounded real. "For a few more minutes." That was another lie, but Jason didn't feel bad. If he was more level-headed, he would have felt justified because he was saving Damien from a horrible life or whatever. But Jason hadn't even considered that he was doing anything wrong. Damien was part of his nest. His blanket was part of his nest. These things must be brought together in order for the world to be set right. Jason let the engine preheat while he set the course to Gotham. Preheat, preheat. Talia had said something about preheat. He didn't remember the rest, but it probably wasn't important. Jason would just ignore it. And if the preheat thing became important later, well, Jason forgot what he was worrying about. Blanket, pup. Cookies? Alpha? He was pretty sure he was mad at Bruce, but he needed Bruce to protect his nest, and he needed Alfred to feed him and get him popsicles when he was too tired, and he probably needed Dick just because Dick always smelled so sad when Jason left him out. The engine was probably hot enough now. It was all autopilot anyway, so Jason just pressed the button and the computer set a course for Gotham. Jason purred as he went back to help his pup with the nest. Damien smelled alarmed, but it wasn't showing on his face. Poor thing, he still didn't feel like he could share his feelings with Jason. That was so sad.
"Aki, you weren't supposed to take me too,"
Damien hissed. Jason nodded and purred louder, drawing the stiff pup into his arms. My pup. Not like his son. That would be weird. But Damien was a pup, and he was Jason's, so that made him Jason's pup. Damien smelled scared still, so Jason pulled Damien into the nest and started fixing it with one hand while petting down the pup's coarse hair and cinching the boy. Poor thing, he didn't even know how to relax.
"Aki, Mother said you were in heat,"
Damien said. Jason considered that. Had she said that? Maybe. Probably at some point. She could have definitely made all those noises with her mouth in that order. Jason had no idea why Damien was bringing that up now, though. "I'm in a plane," Jason argued. He couldn't be in heat. He was already in a plane. and he couldn't be in two places at once. Silly pup. By the time they landed, Jason was stressing. He could be in not two, but three places at once. He was in a nest, in a plane, in the air, and then he was in a nest, in a plane, on the driveway of Wayne Manor. Maybe he could be in heat if he could do all those other things at the same time, but that was some kind of timey-wimey paradox. It hurt Jason's head. Damien was antsy, but he was always a nervous pup. Jason rummaged through the equipment on board and found a knife, so he gave it to Damien so the pup could feel safe. Damien thanked Jason seriously. Jason nodded. Damien was so cute. The hatch to the plane opened just as the front door opened. Great, that made everything more convenient. Jason took Damien's hand and led them down the driveway. Damien seemed concerned about Bruce running towards them, but Bruce wasn't just an alpha. He was their alpha. Jason guessed that meant he should hug Bruce before he got his blanket. Bruce grabbed Jason and swept him into the air with a choked sob. Dramatic, but okay. Still, it was nice to be loved. Jason laid his head against Bruce's shoulder and took in his father's scent. He smelled different. Older, but still the same. Was Bruce sad? Why was Bruce sad? Silly Alpha. Jason had been gone like 5 minutes or something. Jeesh. Bruce was turning into a crybaby. Don't stab, Jason commented offhandedly. Damien looked up at Jason with wide eyes and slowly lowered the knife. Jason nodded in approval, but Bruce didn't even seem to notice because he was too busy crying and being sad. Jason sighed and patted Bruce's cheek when he was done indulging the alpha's dramatics. He leaned back as far as he could, took the alpha's face in both of his hands, and fixed him with a serious look. I need my blanket. Jason purred up a storm. For some reason, his red blanket was in Bruce's bed. And for some reason, when Bruce gathered the whole pack, there was an extra Omega pup. Jason thought about being mad, but the other Omega didn't know how to make a nest either, so Jason was going to have to teach him how to be an Omega before he could be mad at him. Otherwise, it wasn't fair. So Jason wrapped around Damien and the Omega pup, Tim, they kept calling him, and Bruce kept watch with one hand holding onto Jason at all times like Jason was going to disappear. Alfred was in the nest on the other side, which was rare but welcome. Dick was on the way. Jason sighed contentedly and closed his eyes. His pups, his dad, his grandpa, his bed, and most importantly, his blanket. Oh yeah, Damien's your son. The end. Thank you for listening.